This is Jazz the Afternoon here on KIWS FM. I'm Chris Cook, and I'm delighted and honored to have as my guest once again Calvin Keyes here in the studio with me today. How's it going, Calvin?
Beautiful. Chris, thank you for having me again.
You're welcome. And you're going to be performing at Love's Jazz and Arts Center this Friday and Saturday night. And you're also the new recording, or rather the reissue of An Evening with Calvin Keyes is the one we're going to be talking about today. What are some of the brightest memories you have of recording that disc?
Well, it was recorded at the Maybeck Recital Hall in Oakland, California. I don't remember the date. It's been a while back, but it was for K-Jazz, which was a radio station, and they had a Sunday night sponsored by See's Candy. And Bud Spangler was the gentleman that did it, and he was going from different clubs in the Bay Area and recording them, and then they were playing them back on K-Jazz. And this was one of those events. Dick Whittington, who owned the Maybeck Recital Hall at that time, was a very good friend of mine, and he also was in several groups that I had. He's an outstanding pianist. And he called me one night and said, "Calvin, I'm getting ready to sail to Maybeck, so why don't you come in and do something?" And I said, "I'd be honored," because the Maybeck Recital Hall was a piano room where the solo pianists went in and did concerts. And I think I was one of the few musicians that was able to go in that didn't play piano. I played guitar, so that's where this guitar trio came from. And I had the late Gaylord Birch on drums and Tim Hoff on bass. And after they played it on the radio, I asked Bud Spangler, was it possible for me to buy the masters? He said, "Of course." And I said, "What are you going to charge me?" He said, "Oh, I'm going to charge what I paid for it," which wasn't that much. So I bought them from him. And decided to put it out on Life Force Records. And that's how it came about. And we had two sets, so they couldn't get all the two sets on one CD, so we ended up doing a two CD. And this has been some of my best work, and it has moved very well. And people keep requesting it, so I said, "I better reissue it," because I don't think it got national support. And that's where we are now. And it's so beautiful to be home again, because I am from Omaha, Nebraska, and I wasn't able to bring my trio, so I'm going to be using Ernest Curly Martin's trio, which is a drummer. And Curly is the drummer, and Mark Luby is a bassist, and the piano player is Matt Amandas. And, hey, man, they're hitting hard. And I'm honored to be here, and I'm excited to play with them, because we've been rehearsing, and, hey, it's going to be a beautiful two evenings, Friday and Saturday. And if you want to hear Curly and him when I'm not here, he's working at Doc's on 40th and Ames. I think they do a Sunday matinee jam session. So I will be at the Love Center, Love Jazz Art and Center, on 2510 North 24th Street. And the sets are from 7 p.m. to 9, which is very difficult just to play two sets. I might end up playing the 10, who knows. But, tell all your friends and associates, family, come on down and share the evening of love with Mr. Calvin Keyes. And if you need to call to get reservations, the telephone number is 402, area code 502-5291. And that's what, Tim Clark has put this all together. And I think he's the new CEO over at the Love Jazz Center, and he's done a marvelous job with it. I'm looking forward to playing there. And, Preston, I was in his band when I was like 16 years old, too. So we have a mutual friendship, and he grew up with my mom and dad, and my dad played drums a little bit with Preston, and like I said, that was one of, he was one of the gurus of mine, because he really introduced me to this American classical music, better known as jazz. So just to be able to come here and play in an art gallery that has been in his honor, named after him, is really a blessing.
And again, you're going to be performing at Love's Jazz and Arts Center tomorrow and Saturday night at 7 p.m.
Yes.
And we are going to listen to one of the selections from An Evening with Calvin Keyes. And then we'll come back here in the studio and talk with Calvin for a few more minutes. And this is the tune that I really enjoy off of this two-disc set, one of my favorites from it, Bus Scene. Calvin Keyes, my guest today on Jazz in the Afternoon. And a wonderful performance by my guest today, Calvin Keyes. That was one called Bus Scene from An Evening with Calvin Keyes. And Calvin, that has just been reissued for people to enjoy once again, or perhaps maybe for the first time. It's a great album, Calvin.
Thank you very much, Chris.
And I wanted to ask, how did working with Ray Charles and Ahmad Jamal develop your guitar artistry?
Well, to be exact as I can be, you know, I was traveling up and down the road from 1961 through 69. 67 and 68, I had a group in Kansas City. And I decided to relocate to Los Angeles because I wanted to do some recording, you know, my first album anyway. And upon moving to Los Angeles, being an African-American, Ray got the word. You know, I didn't know at the time that most of the musicians that came to Los Angeles had to go through the Ray Charles Band. It was like an initiation. And I had no idea that was taking place. And so I started doing some recording with him. And he kept trying to get me to join the band, but I said, you know, I didn't want to really join the band because I came to Los Angeles for different purposes. But as I continued to work with him, he called me one time and said, well, Calvin, I got a problem. I said, what is it, Ray? He said, I got to go to Europe for 6 weeks, and my guitar player just quit on me. And so we negotiated upon me going with him. I had never been to Tijuana, let alone out of the country. And so this was like a Saturday. And I told him, I said, okay. He said, well, get prepared. I said, well, Ray, there's one more problem I got. He said, what is that? I said, I don't have a passport. He said, be down in my office Monday morning at 8 o'clock, which was on West Washington. I went down to his office Monday morning at 8. Monday afternoon at 6 o'clock, I had a passport. Tuesday morning, I was on a plane to Milan, Italy. And so that's how fast he worked. But working with Ray was one of the most beautiful experiences that I've ever had in my life, because he was such a beautiful person. And he's traveling all over the planet, which was a plus. And it didn't hurt my resume working with Ray. We became personal friends. So I left Ray in approximately in 1972, 73. And I wanted to get with the trio. I wanted the trio. I had been working with organ trios all them years. And I said, well, it's time for me to get with the piano trio. But I had no idea it would be the Ahmad Jamal trio. I knew I had asked Ahmad 10 years prior to joining him in 74. He was in Denver. I was in Denver, and he was working at the Red Embers, and I went in to set in with him. And he said, I'm sorry, young man, I have a closed set. And so I said, okay. But 10 years later, he called me because he had to open up at the Troubadour in Los Angeles, and he had that hit record, The World is a Ghetto, going on for him. He needed that guitar. So the guys told him, said, you need to call Calvin Keyes. So I went out there to the Troubadour about 8:30, and he said, Calvin, have we met before? I said, sure, indirectly. And I said, when you was in Denver, do you remember this guitar player coming up asking you to set in? He said, I think I vaguely remember. I said, well, that was me. He said, wow, isn't that something? I said, well, it wasn't time then, but now it is. And so that's how I joined Ahmad. And worked with him off and on up until, the late 90s. And we are still very closely related. And that's how it came about, working with them two monsters. And the last time I worked with Jimmy Smith, I think, was with a drummer named Richie Goldberg, who lived in the Bay Area. He had a rehearsal room. We used to call it the bunkhouse. And he made drums, and he passed, and we were playing at Yoshi's at his home going, and that's when I got a chance to actually really play with Jimmy. And we played maybe a couple nights out of that week. And I got some photographs that somebody had taken, which I didn't know, in maybe a year or so. Last year, as a matter of fact, she brought them down to this session that I host in Oakland. And Gay said, "Calvin, I got something that I think you might like." And I opened up the package, and it was two photographs of me and Jimmy Smith. And one was with Big Black taking a solo. And I said, "Wow, incredible." So that was the beginning of my musical career on the West Coast. And like I said, since then I've blossomed and played with quite a few people over the years. And, you know, it's hard to believe that I've been playing guitar professionally for about 55 years. That's frightening, but then again, it is one of the most beautiful experiences I've ever had. I had no idea I would be making a living playing the guitar. But, you know, the Creator has a plan for us all, so I just went with the flow, and here I am still searching for that note.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you as my guest again in the studio, Calvin. And again, you're going to be performing tomorrow night and Saturday night at 7 p.m. at Love's Jazz and Arts Center here in Omaha. And for more information, people can go to the website lovesjazzandartscenter.org.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's been a pleasure to have you as my guest again here in the studio on Jazzy Afternoon, Calvin. Thanks so much. We are going to go to another recording, or rather another tune from An Evening with Calvin Keys. And this will be Calvin's excellent cover of Randy Weston's High Fly here on Jazz in the Afternoon.
Thank you, Chris. And I will be playing some of these selections on this weekend at the Love Center, 2510 North 24th Street, Omaha, Nebraska. And thank you, and I look forward to seeing some of you listeners there to support the art form.